Johnson, January 30th, 1974.
Governor's race, all got elected to high office. You to the Senate, David Treen to Congress, Gillis Long to Congress, and Edmund Edwards to the governor's office.
Mm-hmm.
What is the significance of all of that?
Well, you can explain a great deal of it in just national trends. First of all, the style politician that Louisiana was noted for in past years, it's hardly possible in the media era. The Earl Long, for example, who depended on the personal contact, the stump speech, etc., is just not the thing for the media age where you must come across on television. And that change was reflected, I think, in the 72 race. Secondly, the black vote, of course, it was so significant that in turn determined success or lack of it, and determined the style of campaign and the orientation of the candidates. And then third, I think there's the general feeling in the country, as well as Louisiana, to go to the new look, the young candidate. You look at the number of young candidates around the country who are coming up, who represent not just youth, but modern thought, New South, etc. Then I think that it's also an expression of that. And finally, in Louisiana, it was the natural evolution from getting away from the long by politics of Long, anti-Long. It was the final stage of that. And then you can explain much of it in terms of just the personalities involved. As far as that race was concerned, and you look at each one and you explain what happened to him in terms of his own personality, age, politics, record, etc.
Was it the end of the long era?
Was it the what?
The end of the long era, the long influence in Louisiana politics?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that there's no longer Long anti-Long in Louisiana, and the name Long gets very few and votes and loses a few votes, I would say now. And those who really remember the old Long regimes and what it stood for are so few in number that they're pretty well gone, and there's no one really who carries the torch of Longism in what it stood for. I mean, you've got some with a long name, but Russell hardly represents the share of the wealth program anymore. The long anti-Long has been fading ever since Earl Long's last term anyway. Each year that goes by, you get further away from it.
Some said that your loss to Edwards is kind of a shifting of the power away from the North to the South. That in the past, most of the governors, all the governors in recent years have come from the northern part of the state. Did you read that election that way?
Not really, no. I I think it was the fact that governors had come from the North. It was more of a coincidence anyway. I don't think the North had the political power necessarily. When you say the South, if that means everything from Alexandria down, then you're talking about a vast region in terms of political preferences, in terms of culture. The Florida parishes are as much North Louisiana than North Louisiana, perhaps more. Half the people in Calcasieu, maybe a little over half that area, are North Louisiana oriented. That is to say, WASP or redneck oriented, as opposed to those in the French Triangle. One thing it definitely was not is a shifting of power to the French Triangle. I would say that that the dominance of North Louisiana in terms of it happening that many more times that people are going to come from north of Alexandria, I think that was bound to fade anyway, just by the law of averages, just the chances. I just don't see the succession of governors from North Louisiana being because of the power of North Louisiana as much as it was a chance. I think you could just as well have had a governor from the Florida parishes or another Sam Jones who would be equally acceptable in North Louisiana.
There wasn't a diminution of anti-Catholicism. Anti-Catholicism was not a factor.
Oh, I think perhaps to some extent, yes. But when you look at that election, you had the tremendous turnout in South Louisiana and the relatively low turnout in North Louisiana. Of the ten top parishes in turnout, Edwards got 8. Of the 10 lowest parishes in turnout, I got 8. I got 38 of the 26 parishes, and the black vote made a tremendous difference. As we figured it, I got about 57% of the white vote, and Edwards got about 43, something on that order. He got about 80% of the black vote. So if you'd had the same black registration which you had 4 years earlier or 8 years earlier, we would have won quite easily. Now, the fact that the black vote has come on changes the political picture, but it doesn't necessarily change the preference for Catholic or non-Catholic. And I don't, you know, it's not just a question of religion, it's a question of culture and all that represents. There is, unfortunately, remaining prejudice both ways, both Catholic by Catholics and by non-Catholics, to the people in the other camp. But there's also, aside from the religion, just a difference in the lifestyle and of the governmental preferences and of the ideology of the areas that create some prejudice as well.
We had one academic observer from Louisiana tell us that Louisiana, despite the outcome of the elections, reflects the same developing base of urban republicanism as the rest of the South. And in his words, he said, if a Bennett Johnston should switch to the Republican Party, it would be the turning point. And he wanted if you could comment on that. From a personal point of view as well as a impersonal point of view.
Well, there is some. I mean, you got a couple of two or three questions in there. First of all, whether I would be the catalyst that would mark the change, I wouldn't. Really, wouldn't be in a position to comment on that. But on the question of how far away is Louisiana from republicanism, I would say you've got a few factors in Louisiana which inhibit that. First of all, not a very enlightened bunch of Republicans who lead the charge. Some, Mr. Lyons, etc., but not a, a large reservoir of them. And they really, I don't think, have been that intent on increasing their numbers, because most of them like it as it is. They control the patronage, 2.5% of the voters control it. Secondly, we have an unusually large number of blacks who moderate the effect of the conservatism which the Republicans are supposed to represent. Mississippi has those too, and it has made some progress, but we have more than Texas, or more than North Carolina, or some of these states that are getting more of a viable two-party system. Now, that can also help to polarize things as well. But I would say it could happen under the right circumstances. I don't expect it to happen anytime soon. If the Democratic Party did some foolish things, or some of the of us in office did some foolish things to get too far away from the mainstream of our states, then I expect you might see that kind of movement. But I don't expect that we'll all try not to get too far out of step.
Which direction do you see the Democratic Party moving nationally at this time?
Well, back toward the center from McGovern. But it depends on the time frame that you put it in. If you put it in more of a long-term basis, it certainly has well, I would say over the long term, the whole nation is going more liberal. The Democrats and the Republicans 30 years ago were not talking about civil rights bills, and both of them are now. So if you want to put it in terms of both parties are liberalizing on civil rights and have been for a long time. If you want to talk about economics, both parties are also doing that. Relative to the Republican Party, relative to the Republican Party, I wouldn't want to say for what we're doing this year as opposed to last year. I think we'll have to wait and see who the nominee is to lead the party, because it just depends on what part of the party you're talking about.
But you sort of left open that there could be conditions under which you conceivably could switch.
Oh, you're talking about me switching? No, I don't plan to switch. No, I don't consider that a viable alternative at all. That's why I pointed out, first of all, whether I could lead, whether given the fact that I would switch, whether I could lead it, I wouldn't want to comment on that.
But you're saying you wouldn't want to comment on that because you just don't even consider
that. That's right.
That's just not even in the picture at all.
Well, the switching is not in the picture, and whether I could leave it if I did switch would call for a personal evaluation, which I'd probably be in the worst position to make anyway.
End interview. Senator Bennett Johnston.